At 6:30, it is cloudy and 74. Good morning, I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Facts and figures are in dispute over the number of immigrants being arrested in Tulsa County. The Immigrant Resource Network's Mimi Martin says immigrants are fearful of the sheriff's office.
The largest number of immigrants deported from Tulsa had immigration charges that were mostly not being admitted into the United States. In other words, not immigrants ordered removed previously, not immigrants convicted of felonies, not immigrants convicted of substance abuse related crimes or trafficking or crimes of domestic violence, but simply people who had come here seeking a better life.
But Tulsa County Sheriff Vic Rigolato says his jail has a holding facility contract with federal officials, and just because someone is in his jail does not necessarily mean they were arrested here. He says, however, if someone commits a crime, regardless of their immigration status, they could be arrested.
I absolutely wholeheartedly believe that if you are committing crimes in our city, our county, and you're not from here, then we're going to, after you finish your local charges, we want you to go back home and stay there, commit crime there. Not in our cities, not in our counties, not in our country.
He says his deputies have only made 31 arrests of immigrants this year. It has been a shaky 12 hours in central Oklahoma. Two strong for Oklahoma earthquakes have hit near Crescent in Logan County. The first last evening was a 4.0, followed by a 4.1 this morning. Two smaller quakes have also been felt, including one that was a 3.0. You are paying 57 cents more per gallon of gasoline this morning in Tulsa than you were a year ago. That is according to a report out this morning from GasBuddy.com. The weekly report puts gas prices in Tulsa at $2.53 on an average. That is up from $1.96 a year ago. Oklahoma Taxpayers Unite are now gathering signatures for a statewide vote on the repeal of the recently enacted tax increases. The increases are being used to pay for teacher pay raises. Organizer Rhonda Velmont Smith says there are government inefficiencies that can pay for the raises, and this would force lawmakers to find those savings.
I mean, there was problems with the health department. I mean, there's problems all over the place. And it's because there haven't been audits done.
The group needs 41,000 signatures. They have until July 18th to collect them. Tulsa police are investigating the attempted theft of an ATM. It happened around midnight at the Tulsa Federal Credit Union east of Memorial on 21st. Our weather forecast, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then hot and muggy, a high today of 91. Right now, cloudy and 74. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.